Hi, tight battle there, Ryan. Now, in fairness, like, probably knew before the game started, like, we knew it was going to be a tight battle against the Nottle team. Like, you know, even when we played each other, we know each other well, like, over the last few years, and there was never much to kick out a ball on, really. Like, I know we kind of got away in the last league game, but we knew today was going to be a different story, and even the conditions there, like, we just knew it was going to be a battle to the end, and thankfully we got over the line there, you know, at the end up.
It was a real championship Sunday. It was scrappy, it was tough in those conditions. There was nothing going easy out there.
That's for sure, eh? Look, that's what championship football's about, you know. It was touch for tat, like, and there's not definitely not easy. I think the weather kinda played a bit of part too, you know, those slippy conditions kinda probably spoiled it a little bit for ones watching on, you know, but yeah, look, I suppose we get the job done, and we need to get the 3 points, and thanks to them the board now, look forward to the draw this evening.
Yeah, I suppose you got off to a great start, a great goal from Cameron Glynn in the 3rd minute. You were 1-6 to 3 points up at half time. Things were looking very good at that juncture, but it took you 17 minutes to score in the second half.
Oh, definitely. It's something we talked about in the dressing room half time, that, like, not to go into a shell, like, and try and kick on, you know. But and credit to Knowles, like, you know, they really put the pressure on us in that third quarter. Like you call the moving quarter or such, and they definitely put us in the back foot and kicked on. And it was looking bad at one stage because they had the whole momentum, but in fairness, our lads stepped up there with some good scores. I thought Jared and Jason Moore and Aaron McGlynn, the last 3 scores was unreal points, like, you know, to get us over the line.
And the boys at the back too, because there were men lining up on the edge of the square there, but they held strong.
Aye, look, I've been saying all along, like, you know, our defence was solid, like, you know, the full back line today again, like, you know, they're solid from all year, like, and I think Gary Hearn even took a ball off the line there one time, you know, things like that, you know, it's hard to beat, you know, things like that you need to get, we've been lucky to get you over the line too, and definitely the defensive side of things held out there strong in the end up.
Yeah, and it was a very important game for you, because although you had an encouraging performance in your first game, you were beaten. Had you lost here today, it was going to be very difficult to make the quarterfinals. This gives you a fighting chance now.
Oh, look, definitely. Like, people say, like, general few ones all week, like, you say, oh, you run Glennis at 3 points, but, like, that bit nothing to us. Like, you know, we going up to Glennis, we're going to beat them, to be honest. Like, so at the end of the day, we lost, so it was very important. Like, we get 2 points. Like, if you're beat today, you're more or less gone. You forget about the quarterfinal. You definitely need to win your home games, and I give you a fighting chance. So, look, we have 2 points on the board now. We have 2 games to play, so we're definitely out of a shout now, making that quarter final. Hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, and it's been a tough couple of weeks for the players. There's a couple of men hobbling out there. You'll have to patch them up and get ready to go again next week.
Aye, that's the thing you see about this championship way it's running, Ryan. Like, you know, it's. If you haven't got a big panel, like, the suits the bigger panels, like, you know, we're working with, like, small club, like, small numbers, like, and it's tough. Like, we're asking them players to come out week in, week out, you know, to do it. Like, they're sitting at the gym tomorrow night and back and patch Tuesdays and Thursdays and matches the weekend. Like, you know, it's a big ask for club players, man. But look, we definitely picked up a few knocks and bruises there. But like I say, we'll get into Sean in the gym tomorrow night and we'll reassess, and hopefully we'll get them patched up and go again at the weekend.